track 5, verses 21 to 25.
ता कृष्ण मात्रम अपत्य मनु प्रविष्ट और कुछ गोपियां थी जो
and there were some gopis that had maternal affection towards Krishna. So they
जैसे उपनंद महाराज आदि की पत्नियां थी और
so they started to preach to mother Yashoda just like the elder gopi mothers Upananda Maharaj's wife and other leading gopis Mother Yashoda
उसको विचार ही नहीं आया को सांप के पास कृष्ण है या ये
As soon as she saw Krishna she was just running to the Jamuna water she could not see that this is poison water or this kaliya she just wanted to jump in and grab her Krishna So those gopis Vatsalya Bhavati gopis through the energy of Lord's Yoga Maya they started to think and talk to Mother Yashoda about Krishna's past childhood pastimes. Krishna killed Trinavarta, he killed Putana.
Sakatasur ko ulat diya, Sakatasur ko giraya.
He brought the trees down.
Aishwarya ka prakashan jin leelaon mein tha, wahi leelaen unko yaad aane lagi.
So those leelas that had little bits of Aishwarya prakashan, those leelas by Yoga Maya's influence, they were able to remember and they were trying to tell Mother Yashoda remember when this happened remember when that happened how everything was okay exactly the at the time and place where Mother Yashoda wanted to enter the waters of Kaliya lake same moment because of Krishna's Yoga Maya the motherly gopis They were remembering the Aishwarya Leelas of Krishna. And they started to tell Mother Yashoda, My dear sister, don't enter the water. Your son will come back. Don't worry. Remember, just a few days ago, some time ago, Trinavarta came and how your son killed him. Definitely Krishna will definitely kill this snake also. Don't worry, Mother Yashoda. And Krishna will come back. Don't worry. Like this. Text 21. They were also just like dead bodies. Tulya vyatha. Exactly. They had the same pain in their heart as Mother Yashoda. Not a little bit less. Braj priya katha. So whatever Krishna did previously and how he killed different demons, they started to recite to Mother Yashoda to remind her. Some are reminding Mother Yashoda of Trinavarta's katha and some, all different gopis are telling different things to Mother Yashoda. How this happened and your Krishna became victorious, how he killed them. So don't worry, please don't go in the water. So my dear sister, this great incident, this great terrible thing that has happened, don't worry, this will pass also. You will see Krishna will come straight back to you. And they were crying and speaking like this. They were crying just like Mother Yashoda and speaking. So in this way, they were giving some patience, trying to give some patience to Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda was starting to listen to them. They were all crying, they had tears in their eyes and what was happening to Mother Yashoda, how she was feeling and her tears. Sukadev Goswami is not even able to, he's not even saying anything, he's not able to describe how, what the condition was of Mother Yashoda. This is describing the gopis. The words Shucha Sran Vantyaha. floods of sorrow spilling forth. My dear Yashoda, you worship Narayan so much because of Narayan's mercy. Up till now, your son has always been saved because you worship Vishnu. And even this time he will be saved, you'll see, and he'll always be safe. Don't worry, Mother Yashoda. They're all weeping. And at the same time, they're trying to preach to Mother Yashoda. And at the same time, their eyes are fixed at Krishna. Their vision is fixed at Krishna. Some of the words in this verse are very important. They should be looked at very carefully. Tulya Vratha. And Shucha
Sravanta.
Very tightly, they are grabbing on to Mother Yashoda. At the same time, they are looking at Krishna and talking to Mother Yashoda, and at the same time, they're crying. Floods of sorrow is spilling forth their eyes. This is the scene. Many gopis together, mothers of the Lord, they're all grabbing on to Mother Yashoda and pulling her away and crying like this at the same time. This is Swarup Shakti's vilas. Or Sri Balram. At that time, all the Aishwarya Bhav of Sri Krishna is presented by Lord Balaram. All the ladies are trying to stop Mother Yashoda, and Lord Balaram is trying to stop all the men, and he stopped them by force. Text
22.
Here, Shukadev Goswami again and again is calling Balaram Bhagwan Balaram because he is showing his Aishwarya Leela, Aishwarya Bhav. Therefore, Bhagwan Balaram. And what is Balaram doing in the form of Bhagwan? What is Lord Balaram doing in the form of Bhagwan? Here Lord Balaram is showing the power, the supreme power of his bal. Before, he was acting as Balaram, as one of the cowherd boys, but now his Balaram is acting as the supreme Bhagavan, showing his strength to control the scene. Because here, Bhagwan is needed.
Nandadin Krishna Pranam, Tam Hardam Nirvisata Viksha.
Lord Balaram is seeing that Nanda Maharaj and all the gopas, all together at the same moment, they all want to jump inside the Jamuna to save their boy Krishna. At the same moment, he stopped everyone. That means he showed his Aishwarya, his Aishwaryata means he became so many. As many men as there were, he became that many and he stopped everyone by force at the same time. Therefore in this verse 22, he is called Bhagwan Rama. One who knows Krishna Anubhav Vid means one who knows the power, knows well the power of Krishna. Because he knew Krishna is just doing his leela with Kaliya. And then he will come out soon. Or he knew the capacity, the power of Krishna, that this can never happen to him. He is just doing his pastime. For Mother Yashoda, it is said that the gopis, they're all speaking Krishna's pastimes and trying to preach to Mother Yashoda. But here Lord Balaram is not saying anything. He is just using his bal, his power, to control all the men. He had no time to speak to or preach to all of them. So he is just grabbing all of them and stopping them from jumping into the lake all at the same moment. How many times he will preach to them, explain to them, and to how many of them? So as many people there were, he grabbed hold of, he made himself that many, grabbed hold of everyone and just pulled them away by force. He did not let them enter the waters because he is Bhagwan. He is Ram. He is very dear to everyone and he is keeping everyone alive. Ram, the giver of happiness. Very close to Kaliya's lake, what condition is who? Who is stopping who? What is happening? How? Who is trying to enter the water or not entering the water? And what is the condition of Krishna? Sukadev Goswami is explaining all this very nicely, as if kind of he is giving us a darshan of what's happening. He has given very small, a few lines of each as just a small dig darshan. And he has left to the devotees to imagine the whole scene. One should drown themselves in these verses, in these explanations and the little darshans he is giving and try to see the picture. After hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one should do manan. One should hear the Bhagavad and then one should think about it. Try to picture it. It is sad these days that people hear the Bhagavad and then they do not do manan. They do not think about it. They just hear and then they walk away and start doing something else. One should do manan. Yesterday I heard something very nice from the lotus mouth of Lokanath Goswami Maharaj in the evening. He was going somewhere. He said, I came here so I will do some manan, but I have to immediately go somewhere. So that was very nice. Actually, everyone should do manan. After hearing Katha, how the Brajvasis are running from their homes, how their right arms and legs are trembling, how there was earthquake, and how everybody was so overwhelmed and shocked and running, calling out to Krishna, and running to the bank of Jamuna, and the scene there as described just now, they must have spent hours at the bank of Jamuna. After going there, the whole Braj is there on both sides of the Jamuna, and what they're doing, and crying, and so much in anxiety. Therefore, Lord Balaram, he became so many at the same time and pulling them away, stopping them. We should be watching this whole picture in our minds. Sometimes Krishna likes this very much, that his devotees cry in separation. He himself came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to cry in separation of Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in all the things that he did in this world, the most he did was to cry. At night, he used to cry in the mood of Radharani or the gopis. He used to cry so piteously that when the people in the surrounding places, when they would hear him cry, they would think that some lady is crying, some woman is weeping. In this way he used to cry. And his two friends, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, they used to make him understand. And they used to make him understand by singing songs, by singing like, "My dear Sakhi, please be patient, Krishna will be here soon, don't worry." Or sometimes Vidyapati Thakur's poem or Chandidas's poems, they would sing and give some solace to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They used to sing the poems of Radha and Krishna meeting, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to feel a little less separation. He cried a lot in separation of his own self. And Krishnadas Kaviraj says he cried to his heart content. See, this one thing Krishna felt lacking, that he wanted to feel the feelings of Radharani for himself. This sadhya word has come again and again in Chaitanya Charitamrita, to fulfill his sadhya. Krishna is seeing that everyone is crying, all the Brijvasis, the mothers and the father and all the gopas and children and women, everyone is crying and crying loudly. Lord Balaram and all the mothers are making them understand and stopping them from entering the water. Krishna is seeing all this, and still he's acting like he's lying unconscious. But in very little time, Krishna's heart melted. Now he wants to start his next leela. When he saw everyone was crying so much, especially the women and the children, he decided to finish this leela of being unconscious, and he came out of the coil of Kaliya.
इत्थं स्वगोकुलमनन्यगतिं निरीक्षा शास्त्री
टेक्स्ट नंबर 23
कृतमात्महेतोः आज्ञायमर्त्य पदवीं अनुवर्तमानः
इत्थं दुःखितं मीन्स इन दिस फैशन
इस प्रकार से भगवान कृष्ण ने देखा इत्थं का अर्थ इस तरह निश्चेष्ट रहे साप के बंधन में
इन दिस वे दैट ही वाज अनकॉन्शियस इन द कॉइल्स ऑफ द स्नेक
इसके साथ ही साथ
एंड एट द सेम टाइम
स्वगोकुलम अपने गोकुल को मतलब
हिज ओन गोकुल
को अपने माता पिता को
हिज ओन गोकुल कम्युनिटी
गौओं का समूह या सब वासी
इन फैक्ट ऑल द गोकुल द होल गोकुल एंड ऑल द ब्रजवासीज
भगवान ने विचार किया कई बात ध्यान से सुनते जाइए उन्होंने देखा
Ati dukhitam, extremely distressed. Some of these words we have to really observe.
Raksha, jinka poshan karne wala koi anya dusra nahi hai, sirf Krishna hi
hai. Have those who have no other goal or shelter than Sri Krishna.
Apne gokul ki yah dasha dekhkar.
His own gokul.
Jinke rakshak Krishna hai, Krishna ke alawa koi.
His own gokul, seeing his own gokul in this condition. And understanding and realizing that he himself is the only shelter of them. And among them, when he saw the women and children crying so much, his heart melted. Sastri Kumaram. His own friends that he came with, they were they fell unconscious and they were lying on the ground. But just now those that came all the way, all over from Braj, they were crying loudly. When they were crying so loudly and howling, Krishna could not tolerate their suffering. The crying of women and children can bring pity in anyone's heart. So first, Sukadev Goswami says Swagokulam means his own community of Gokul. Then again in the next line he says Sastri and Kumaram, including the women and children. So he's saying that twice. When small children start crying loudly seeing Krishna in this condition, and Krishna is doing this like a drama to make them cry, he should not make the children cry so much, he thought. Anybody would become, their heart will become softened. And the words he uses, ati dukhitam, means extremely distressed. Ati means they could not be more distressed. To be more distressed is to die is better. They were so distressed. This is the meaning of ati dukh. To tolerate the dukh or suffering, there is a limit. But beyond the limit, in other words, it's ati dukh means it is more suffering than death. Because once you die, there is some shanti. But for them, it's more distressed than to die. Ati dukhitam. It's the word used. And for what? Atma hetu. The Lord saw that they're dukhi for Him. And I am doing a drama like this. Krishna thought like this. I am like this, and because of me, all the my Gokul is crying. All the women and children are crying. Animals, birds, everyone. Agyaya muhurtam. That means for some time he was like this, and some time, at least an hour had passed. They were crying for so long. In other words, he must have been in this condition of being unconscious about an hour. For everyone to come from Braj to the banks of the Jamuna, and all together in Kaliya's lake, he was there for about 6 hours. According to the poet Surdas, 2 yam means 6 hours. Now that he's decided to end the condition of being unconscious, Sukadev Goswami says muhurtam for some time, because now he's decided to get up. So he rose up. He rose up from the bonds of the Kaliya serpent. The words in text 23, martya padavi, means just like the mortals. Also it means Krishna has decided to get Kaliya out of Vrindavan. So actually he's about to do something that's against his nature. It is not Krishna's business. He does not like to remove anybody from Vrindavan. Therefore, or he's doing manushya lila, human lila, as a to show everyone, all the Brajvasis, that Kaliya was a rascal. Look what he's done, and that's why I have to throw him out of Vrindavan. Therefore, another reason is that he decided to remain in Kaliya's coil for some time to show to everybody that look what Kaliya has done. So when afterwards he will chastise him, crush his hoods and throw him out of Vrindavan, they will understand that yes, Kaliya deserved it. Krishna did not do this for no reason. Krishna was actually so bad. He caught Krishna, coiled him, and he should not live in Vrindavan. Yes, this is called Martya Padvim Anuvartamana in text 23. In other words, imitating like the way of mortals. Just like an ordinary person would show somebody's faults and then they will punish him. So Krishna is showing Kaliya's faults and then he will punish. So Martya Padvim Anuvartamana, imitating the way of ordinary mortals. How did he get himself released from the bonds of the serpent? Here in text 24. The first word, tad pratyaman vanusha. When Krishna decided to come out from Kaliya's coil, he had totally coiled Krishna's body with his body. So Krishna started to expand his body. Externally, seeing his body didn't look like it was growing. It looked the same. But from inside, Kaliya felt that his body was expanding. And when Krishna was doing this, he says, Vyathita Bhoga. The serpent's body started to pain because Krishna is expanding in his coils. From Krishna's feet up till his neck, his body from inside the serpent's coil started to expand. And the serpent felt a lot of pain. And himself, he let Krishna go and he loosened himself and moved away because he was feeling so much pain. He thought, what has happened? He looked like a small child. How did this happen? He started to think. Sukadev Goswami explains here that he himself let Krishna go. He let him go and he stood a little bit to the side and he brought his hood up high and he took his hood up high and he started to hiss and blow on Krishna's face. He started to breathe heavily and through his nostrils.
And
the word Vish Ambarisha, it means it's like a two vessels for cooking poison. Ambarisha means a vessel for cooking poison, in which you cook the poison and make it more thick and more concentrated. So he was breathing heavily through his nostrils, which were like... Especially his two eyes, it looked like they were two vessels for cooking poison. From there, from his eyes was fire and smoke coming out. from his eyes.
इतना क्रोध में हो गया.
So much anger he got.
अब तक पकड़ करके वही चुपचाप था.
Up till now, for an hour or so, he had coiled Krishna and he was feeling very relaxed. He was just very quiet. He had just coiled Krishna and just sitting quietly.
भगवान के शायद आलिंगन सुख न था कालिए.
Perhaps Krishna was enjoying embracing. Kaliya was probably enjoying embracing Krishna, and he was very peaceful and he was relaxed.
यही सोचता होगा.
Or perhaps he thought that Krishna, this boy has died.
इसका निधन हो गया तो अब क्या करना?
What is there to do now? So he was relaxed.
शरीर अकस्मात बढ़ा तब काली ने सोचा कि बहुत.
But when all of a sudden Krishna's body started to expand, then he came to his senses and he realized that this boy is very dangerous.
तब दूर हो करके और फाल उठा करके पैंतरा.
Then he pushed himself away.
जल्दी कृष्ण को कुछ डस नहीं रहा था.
And brought his hoods up and he is blowing fire and smoke from his eyes onto Krishna. And it's as if in his mind he could understand that this is some very special, very powerful person. He's not some ordinary boy. So he stood back and raised his hood and just trying to prepare himself for something. Now he stood still. His two nostrils, they also looked like two vessels for cooking poisons, his nostril and two eyes. And from his mouth, flames would come out. Flames were coming out. And the words used here is Harim Ikshmanaha. He started to look at Hari. Observing Ikshmana. Up till now, he wasn't really considering observing who this person could be. And now he is observing.
Harim Sant Sukadev Goswami de rahe hain.
Sukadev Goswami is using the word Harim.
Krishna manohar lag rahe hain.
Because Krishna is looking very manohar, very beautiful.
Bahut sundar lag rahe hain. Ab dhyan se dekha.
Very beautiful.
Har tarah ki ye to hamara pran hi har lega.
Now he is looking very carefully. Or Hari could mean that he could take away his life. Hari. This feeling he got. He was thinking that, oh, he could kill me. I better be careful. Sukadev Goswami, that's why he's using the word Harim. Actually, when Krishna was expanding his transcendental body, and if Kali at that time didn't release himself, his body would have broken into many pieces. He actually would have died. Such a big, huge snake. Still, he became so tired when Krishna expanding his body. Therefore, Harim Ikshmanaha. He stood carefully observing what this boy may do now to hurt me. And Kaliya now is not doing anything. According to, he's not attacking Krishna. According to his nature, he's standing back and he's hissing and blowing fire at Krishna. This was Kaliya's condition. He felt just a little bit discouraged. Text number 25.
उस श्लोक में इसके पहले करता वो है, वो देख रहा है कृष्ण को, कुछ कर नहीं रहा था, केवल फुफकार छोड़ रहा था और दोष सिखाए.
He was
just
observing and with each mouth he was licking with his tongue. The snakes, they have a tongue which has two shakhas, two branches.
हम लोगों की जिह्वा में कोई सिखा नहीं.
We only have one point in our tongue. And the snake's tongue, it's quite long and it has two points at the end of it. So he looked very, very scary. With the one branch of his tongue, he would he would lick one side of his mouth, and the other branch he would lick the other side of his mouth.
From
his eyes and nose, fire was coming, smoke was coming.
क्रीड़न अमूल परिससार जथा खगेंद्र बभ्राम सोप्यवसरम प्रसमीक्षमार.
Next 25.
Lord Shri Krishna खेलने लगे.
Lord Shri Krishna started to play.
यहाँ पर कालियुग कर्म में है, द्वितीय विभक्ति में.
How Krishna was playing? So Krishna would move towards Kaliya, and Kaliya would want to bite him. And as soon as Kaliya would try to bite him, Krishna would run in the opposite direction. And then he would try to follow Krishna in that direction with his fangs. And then when he starts to move in that direction, Krishna would run very quickly and swiftly in the opposite direction. So Krishna would sometimes turn all the way around the snake, and he was not giving Kaliya a chance to bite him. So he was encouraged, Krishna was encouraging Kaliya. So when Kaliya would come to bite him, Krishna would move quickly and slap him with his hand to encourage him more to be after him. So Krishna, right in front of Kaliya, he would tease him, he would play with him, he wanted to fight with him. He wanted to attack Krishna to hurt him, but he got so tired because Krishna was giving him the run around in all different directions. Sukadev Goswami gives the example, just like Garuda would play with a snake. In this way the Lord was playing. Very great example he gave. Sukadev Goswami gave, because in front of Garuda a snake is nothing, a snake is very tiny. When this Kaliya, when he ran away out of fear of Garuda, and Garuda did not want to kill Kaliya because he was his kind of a brother. The Kaliya was Kadru's son and Garuda was Dinta's son. They were both had the same father. So Kaliya was his brother. And because he was brother, he didn't kill him and he just slapped him with one of his wings. He didn't slap him very hard, just lightly. So Kaliya had run away and came to Vrindavan. In front of Garuda, he is the Vahan carrier of Vishnu. How great he is. The greatest of the snakes are nothing in front of Garuda. In the Katha story of Samudra Manthan, the churning of the ocean, When the Lord's carrier Garuda, he brought Mandara mountain to the ocean. So the Lord said to Garuda, "You can go now because of you, Vasuki will not come. We need Vasuki, so the snake. So you should leave now." Although Vasuki is the king of the snakes, he is a very great snake. Krishna says, Naganam Vasuki cha in Bhagavad Gita. Of all the snakes, I am Vasuki. So Vasuki could not come to the ocean until Garuda would leave. So the Lord had to tell Garuda after he brought Mandara mountain for churning. He said, you should go away now. How afraid Vasuki was of Garuda, because he knew Garuda would eat him. It would not even be a meal for Garuda, it would be just like a little chutney. He would not be full eating Vasuki, even though Vasuki was the greatest of all the snakes. He is so powerful. He was so powerful. He is almost as great as Vishnu himself. So here example is given in text 25, just like Garuda would play with a snake. An ordinary snake is nothing for Garuda. It's just so small. So the Lord is playing with Kaliya in the same way. So the Lord was making Kaliya move this way and that way and this way and that way so much to make him exhausted. The word, the last word, prashik, prasha, prasha, miksh, shamanaha, very carefully looking for. So how Kaliya was looking at Krishna with very big, huge, scary eyes, Krishna would also try to scare Kaliya by making his eyes look big and huge. Sam ikshmana. In other words, he is showing his fearlessness to Kaliya. Or he was looking carefully as how angry this Kaliya is. And Krishna was playfully swimming around Kaliya. He would not stand. He was just playfully swimming around and looking at Kaliya and making faces and eyes at him. So then Kaliya became a little tired. And he was a little bit anxiety now, that Kaliya, that I have met somebody very powerful today. Who is this? By then Krishna made himself jump out of water upwards. He jumped up and with one hand he slapped one of his hoods and jumped on top of his hoods. With great tact, he jumped up and with one hand he got on top of his hood, he slapped it down and he jumped on his hood. So then Kaliya would lift another hood to try to get Krishna, and Krishna would slap on that hood and jump on that hood. And now Krishna decided he wanted to dance. It is said in the Bhagavata, the demigods would understand by Krishna's mudras of his hand that Krishna wants to dance. Like Narad Muni and Indra, they could all understand. They were all watching him. And Indra, he is very expert at playing mridanga. And Indra, he plays mridanga. He is the best mridanga player. And the Lord's dance, his kirtan, he plays the mridanga. And Narad Muni plays veena. And all the demigods, when they saw that Krishna wants to dance, everybody appeared with their musical instruments, etc.
स्त्रियां अप्सराएं आकाश में आ गई, विद्याधर
शोभा, विमेन अप्सरास विद्याधरस दे ऑल अपीयर्ड इन द स्काई,
चारण ब्रह्मा,
चारणस ब्रह्मास एंड ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स, लॉर्ड शिवा अपीयर्ड विद हिज डमरु.
अब भगवान नाचना चाहते हैं तो अपनी पूर्ण कला के साथ भगवान का सहयोग करेंगे.
सो नाउ दे सी दैट लॉर्ड कृष्णा वांट्स टू डांस, सो एवरीबॉडी वांटेड टू गिव ऑल देयर आर्टिस्टिक टैलेंट टू असिस्ट द लॉर्ड. द आदि गुरु ऑफ ऑल द आर्टिस्टिक टैलेंट्स स्टार्टेड टू डांस.
भगवान का नृत्य बहुत प्रसिद्ध लीला है, इसलिए मैं इसको आज नहीं
विस्तार से. ऑन कालिया'स हुड्स कृष्णा'स डांस, इट्स अ वेरी फेमस लीला.
सबका चित कितना उत्साह में भर गया.
एंड दिस लीला व्हेन ऑल द ब्रजवासीज सॉ विद देयर आईज, देयर हार्ट्स बिकेम सो हैप्पी. दिस कुड बी इजीली अंडरस्टूड.
नृत्य देखने के लिए सब लोग खड़े.
दे ऑल टू वॉच कृष्णा'स डांस, एवरीवन बिकेम फाइन. Those who had become unconscious, they also stood up and started watching.
Yashoda,
Nand Maharaj,
everyone.
Everyone just got up and became very happy. But Nand Maharaj and Yashoda were still crying. They could not believe that their eyes, that Krishna is actually okay now. They could see so much that Krishna got himself out of his clutches and he is dancing, but still they could not accept his Aishwarya powers. They are still thinking maybe something again suddenly will happen and again he might almost die. When Krishna is dancing, then all the devotees should take themselves at that scene and also dance, or they can remain on the bank of the river in their minds and they should all dance. Now when Krishna is dancing there on the hoods, then all of his Krishna's friends are also dancing by the riverside. The whole of Braj was dancing, the whole community of the demigods was dancing. The great poet Surdas has sung a song. The whole of Braj has arrived on the bank of the Jamuna. Text 25 to text 29. Continuously, Sukadev Goswami is saying in two shlokas that Kaliya is looking very carefully at Krishna, Hari. Harim ikshmana.
Hari ka yahan arth hai Kaliya ke durabhiman ko, dusit abhiman ko aur uske Hari ko.
Hari here means Hari, one who takes away his nature of giving others suffering and his contaminated pride. Kaliya was thinking, it seems that this boy will take away my contaminated nature. This is why the word Hari is used by Sukadev Goswami. He was looking at Hari. At that time, what was his condition? His eyes and his mouth was pouring poison and his bifurcated tongue was moving here and there. In each mouth he has one tongue, but it's bifurcated with two points. From one side he was licking one side of the tongue, the other side of his mouth he was licking with the other side. So he had one. Later you will see the shloka. It is said that he had 1,000 hoods. This is the nature of a snake, that they're always their tongue is moving in and out of their mouth, and it's bifurcated, and it is very frightful. And here he is more because he's very angry. He's looking very scary. And about his eyes, Sukadev Goswami is comparing it with two parts of vessels that are used for boiling poison. And the poison starts to burn, and then the pot itself starts to burn, and smoke comes out also. In the same way, his eyes were really red. He was in complete anger, the greatest of the most poisonous snakes. This Kaliya, with his bifurcated tongue with two points, he was repeatedly licking. He's used the word le pari le lihanam. There's four kinds of foods. Le lihanam means like chutney, licking. Pay, leya, khadya, and Chatur Vidhashri Bhagwat Prasad. Le means like chutney, licking. So, pari le lihanam. So, Kaliyanag with his tongue, he was licking, like licking chutney. Le lihanam means licking. He has described this as one mouth. He is licking both sides of his mouth with each point of his tongue. In this way, there is 1,000 tongues. And each 1,000 mouths. And each mouth had two-pointed tongues and licking at the same time both sides of the mouth of each hood. So he was looking very terrible, terrifying, very scary. Even just looking at one face, one hood of a snake is very fearful. What to speak of 1,000 of them? He was looking very, very scary. Therefore, he is called Api Karal, Vishal Dishti. Here's the word used, that Ati Karal, most terrible, Vish Agni Drishtim, whose glance was full of poisonous fire. Ati Karal. Such a scary snake, and Krishna was playing with him like a toy. Pari Sasara. Krishna was behaving this way with Kaliya to encourage him to get more angry and fight. So Krishna was Pari Sasara, moved around and around constantly, this way and that way. Sometimes to excite or enthuse Kaliya, Krishna would act as if he's scared. So when the Kaliya would move this way towards him, he'll look as if he's scared, and then Kaliya would become more excited and he will run after him, and then he will again run Krishna would circle around him and then make him more tired. Like Krishna would move like lightning, but Kaliya was so big that for him to turn in 180 other direction, It was very difficult for him because he had a big heavy body. But Krishna, he is the original cause of vidyut, electricity. So he would move around so fast. He would suddenly go behind Kaliya, and Kaliya would try to look around, where is he, and then suddenly he'd come in front of him. Because once, when Krishna had expanded his body, he had become very afraid, and then he was careful that Krishna might again do something. His voice very powerful. He was still trying to find an opportunity to bite Krishna, so he was not giving up.
परिससार बभ्रा तीन हो गया एकदम फर्स्ट